Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Let's be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I need your help with something that actually goes back all the way to New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, time machine back a couple weeks. Okay.
Yeah. So, me and a bunch of friends joined up in this New Year's Eve bar crawl in Richmond. It was like a brewery bar crawl, you know, that you took a bunch of places. Like, it took you to a bunch of places, and then you ended up at this bar on New Year's Eve at midnight.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. So, anyway, a few of us brought our boyfriends, and I brought mine, and everything's going fine, but at the end of the night...
Hang on. I'm gonna interrupt you real quick. What is your boyfriend's name?
It's Tim.
Tim. Okay. Sorry. Continue. So everything's going great.
Yeah, it's going great. And then at the end of the night, this is around like last call. So all the Happy New Year stuff is over and I'm looking around and I can't find Tim anywhere. So I'm like, has anyone seen my boyfriend? And eventually we find out he was on the bus already. I guess he was ready to go. So he just walked out to wait on the bus.
Yeah, see, some people just can't hang. That's the problem.
Yeah, so listen to this, though. When we find him on the bus, he's on there like talking to this girl named Leah. And I'm like, were you going to tell us that you left? And we get into this whole fight and stuff. Anyway, so about a week later, I hear from one of my girlfriends that I need to find out what happened between Tim and Leah on the bus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she heard something happen. So I'm like, huh, interesting. But I didn't bring it up because the girl who told me about it, she's a liar. She likes to lie. So.
Okay, all right.
So then the next week goes by and I'm having lunch with one of my other friends. And she's like, so what happened when you talked to Tim? And I was like, talk to him about what? And she's like, Kristen, something definitely happened on that bus.
Oh, boy. Well, let me ask you this. When you guys got to the bus, was it a rockin'? Because if so, you shouldn't have come a knockin'.
You're cheesy.
No, there's nothing going on there. Just sitting there.
Okay. Well, did you eventually talk to your boyfriend? Like, did you tell him what you heard?
Kind of. So at first I tried to trick him. I was like, so I heard from that Leah girl today that we hung out on New Year's. And he was like, oh, that's cool.
Did he look nervous when you said her name?
No, but he's a pretty good liar.
Huh. All right.
I love how everyone you hang out with is a good liar. My friend said this, but she's a liar. My boyfriend did this, but he's a liar.
So overall, though, what does your gut tell you? Like, do you think something happened?
I didn't until the second friend that I had lunch with said something.
Yeah, but she could have heard it from the first friend. I mean, this could all just be one big rumor that has no truth to it at all.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm sick of hearing the rumors. I just want to hear the truth.
Okay, I gotcha. And that's where we come in.
Yes.
Okay. So we could try a three-way call if you want. We could call this Leah girl and put her on with Tim, maybe.
Well, she lives in Richmond, so I don't know. She's a nursing student. I'm not sure if she'll even answer if you call her.
Okay. All right. That does complicate things. Well, how about this? Let's call her on her own, just her. And if she does answer, what we can do is we can get parts of her voice recorded, and then we'll call Tim, and we can make it sound like she confessed something to us. Then we'll see if your boyfriend either admits something or maybe just denies it vehemently.
I mean, big word.
Thank you. I got a word in the day calendar. By the way, I do have a backup for this in case this doesn't work.
Okay,
good. Because she says she's a nursing student in Richmond. I'm wondering if they even have school today. Or if it got canceled because they got snow, too.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Energy. We got a call that your power is out.
My power?
Yeah, is your power currently out where you are right now?
No, not at all.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Leah.
Thanks, Leah. So you're telling me everything is fine where you're at right now?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, well, somebody from this number called us and said their power was off.
Okay, well, it definitely wasn't me.
So everything's fine?
Yes.
Okay, sorry to bother you.
No problem.
All right, have a nice day. Okay, Shaq, let's rewind that real quick. Get me to the Hey, very nice. Let's get to the parts because we just recorded that. So let me hear a little bit of this. Hang on a second. And we'll find some spots.
Since their power was off.
Okay, well, it definitely wasn't me.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. We got to get her saying, like, yes, no. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, hang on a second.
Leah?
Okay, we got
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Leah. So you're...
All right. And then let's use... So let's use that. Mark that one, Chegg.
No, not at all.
And let's mark that one. And then let's mark...
My power?
No.
Yeah, is your power...
We can't use that. Let's mark hello.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. So let's see if we can use this audio.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to call Tim now, and we will try to be sneaky about this. And Kristen, you can hear us, right?
Yep, I can hear everything.
Okay. So I would, you can jump in wherever you want to. I would wait, though, until we tried to pull this trick on him, and we're going to play the recorded parts of Leah's voice that we got. So at that point, if you feel like jumping in, you can.
Okay.
So let's call up Tim.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Hey, Tim?
Yeah?
Hey, dude, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
We're very good. Have you by any chance been listening to the show this morning at all?
This morning, no. Haven't gotten a chance yet.
That's okay. So listen, we're doing a segment called New Year's Confessions, and we got a call from someone you definitely know. She told us what went down between the two of you on New Year's Eve. We wanted to hear your side of the story, okay?
Wait, who called you?
Well, let's bring her on real quick. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Your name, once again, is?
Leah.
Right. So, now, Leah, you confessed that you and Tim did some naughty stuff on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And you don't mind if we get his side of the story?
Yeah, it's fine.
Because you said it was mostly him who started all of this between you two. He's the one who initiated it.
Well, it definitely wasn't me.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. First of all, she's lying to you. She's the one who started everything. She's the one who did all of this. All right. You want to know the truth? You want to know what happened?
Yeah, we want to know your side of the story. Yeah.
All right, so she and I are on the bus talking, and we're both wasted, and it's late, and she just starts kind of, you know, rubbing her hands on me, and then she's kind of, you know, she's a little, you know, tired, whatever. She lays her head in my lap, and I'm like, well, you know, this is kind of a bad idea. I don't think this is a good idea. And before I know it, she's like fumbling around with my belt and zipper and trying to take my pants off.
Oh, is that how it happened, Leah?
No, not at all.
You are such a f***ing liar. You started everything. I'm the one who had to push you off of me before my goddamn girlfriend showed up.
Boy, if your girlfriend had walked in and seen that.
Trust me, she would have pushed me off the bus, thrown me off, and I would have had to walk home at best.
Okay, so to be clear, your version is that Leah got all on you and a little bit happened, but you stopped before your girlfriend showed up.
Yes, that's what really happened. Yes, I stopped everything. I didn't want anything to happen.
Okay, so how do you feel about that answer, Kristen?
I mean, at least I finally know the truth. So you're telling me that nothing happened?
I swear to God, nothing happened. That's what happened. Nothing.
Okay.
Wait, how did you get on the phone?
Oopsies.
I'm going to let Kristen explain that part to you later. So, Tim, have a good one. And by the way, that really wasn't Leah. That was just a recording of her voice. You should probably know.
Wait,
that.
What? What the?
That's always so awkward. We have to do it that way. But that's my favorite part. Kristen, do you feel better or worse now?
I mean, I feel like I know the truth now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel any better.
Yeah.
Well, do you think you're going to stay with your boyfriend after all of this?
I don't know. I just don't know why he didn't tell me. So I guess we need to just talk about all this first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.